Welcome back to the University School outside Milwaukee. I'm Chris Conley, first intermission. And the Evergreens are again on the short end of a 3-0 score. We'll quickly recap our first period scoring. Duncan Brown got us started with a goal from the point at even strength, 12:51 of the first period. Tommy Ferrara and Peter Barney with assists, 1-0 University School. We were skating 4-on-4 when the Wildcats got their second goal from Hayden Brown. Brown with a strong wrist shot. He went top shelf on Michael Moe. Tommy Ferrara gets an assist, 2-0 at 4:04 of the first period. And then just with two ticks left before the first intermission, Vladimir Sunhan scored a power play goal, giving assists to Ryan Hill and to Peter Barney. Barney has two assists, Tommy Ferrara two assists, and it is 3-0 University Schools. The teams are coming back on the ice. We will get our second period underway in just a moment. D.C. Everest Evergreens Hockey, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians. At Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Second period starts after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to the University School campus. I'm Chris Conley. Second period. Puck drops. Evergreens control right at the red line and quickly taken away. Michael Plaza checked off that puck. Now it goes behind the Evergreens net. Goalie Michael Moe sees it. Evergreens try and come back the other way. Avery Allard. Allard at the red line. Fights through a check there but loses control of the puck. And the University School gets it right back. Northland Pine is the team that the Evergreens opened their season up against. They are a good team. University School, though, I think is the best opponent that we've seen so far this season. A fast and physical team, up 3-0, out to the red line. Avery Allard tries to control, sends it back in, fighting for it along the boards. Puck now comes free to the University School. They've seemed to get almost all of the loose pucks in this game. That's how fast they are. Evergreen send it into the corner. Avery Allard, not quite fast enough to get to it. Comes back out to center ice. Evergreens try to hold. Alex Danger sends it back in. But to the corner, there's no one there. Partial change. University School gets it. Puck's free at center ice. And the University School's going to have an opportunity there. Trying to fight for that puck was Duncan Brown. Had it poked away from behind. Goes behind the Evergreens net. Defender there. Coming back out. Long pass. And check down from behind Grant Dennis. Dennis went face first into the ice. Coming back the other way. One-on-one opportunity. Shot just wide. Peter Barney had a great scoring opportunity, but whistled it over the crossbar. Yep, he was fast. Takeaway here. Coming in on the backhand side. Michael Moe with a big save. It's not a backhand opportunity for Hayden Brown, and Michael Moe turned him away. Evergreen's goalie again under pressure, trailing 3-0. University School holds the zone. Wrist shot loose in front. Blocked away by defender Derek Tomczyk into the corner. University School again. A lot of traffic in front and just wide. Peter Barney sent it towards the net and had a teammate right there. Ben Habrick got a chance to steer that one in. Evergreens can't get the puck out of this zone. University School holds it in. More traffic in front coming loose right on the doorstep. Peter Barney with an opportunity and Michael Moe with a save. Moe has had to work very hard. He's done yeoman's work keeping this at 3-0. The Evergreens finally get it out. With an icing call, will come back the other way. 3-4 opportunities for the University School boy. It's amazing we're still at 3-0. You know, for a team that's in danger of going 0-3, Michael Moe's goalkeeping skills are underappreciated. He has played very well. He's had very little offense to back him up. And he's facing top-shelf competition here. Evergreens control the faceoff. Look to get the puck out of here. And it's sent right back in. Yep, Evergreens can't clear the zone here. On the backhand is Alex Zanger. Finally gets it out to center ice. The Evergreens send it cross ice out to the red line. Checked off the puck, though, is Chris Sackman. Puck is loose in the corner. University School controls and sends it back in. Back to the point. Shots deflected, and Michael Moe made a save again. Went down low with pass. That puck was almost misdirected into the net. Evergreens look to come back with a counterattack. Here's Avery Allard's getting in backhand just wide. Best scoring opportunity since the period started for the Evergreens. And Brian Botcher, senior goalie, was up to the task. Coming back the other way, looking in front, just slid through the crease. Charlie Borges was going on goal there, and the pass was just off his stick. Pucks back at the red line. University School comes in. We've got a whistle. And we'll have a stoppage here. 13:38 to play, second period. Waiting to see what we have here. Are we going to have a penalty? Or just a stoppage and a change? So the puck went out of play there. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Evergreens get a takeaway, one of their rare takeaways, and shot goes wide for Michael Plaza. Plaza missed the wide post, goes into the corner. Still fighting for it there is Michael Plaza. Very physical there in the corner, and Alex Denger is trying to dig it out and get it centered. Comes free to DC Everest. Traffic, though, behind the net. Looking to center. It goes back into the other corner where Brady Burrell will have to fight for it. And University School defenders take it away from DC Everest. Yep. Getting out fought to a lot of those loose pucks. This one skips over the plexiglass and out of play for a stoppage. 12:58 to play. Shots for the period are even at two apiece. Face-off is going to come in the University School end to goalie Brian Botcher's right. Botcher had to get down and make a save last sequence. Evergreens control. It's behind the net. Austin Shara. Evergreens fight to keep it in. Denger sends it around the boards behind the net. His teammate, Chris Babiars, is there looking to center. Nope, taken away. University School skating back. They're onside, trying to get two men. Poke checked away from behind. Good job trailing the play from Austin Shero. Out to the red line, now goes back behind the net. Avery Allard is waiting there for DC Everest. Evergreens try and skate it out to center ice. And now they're onside as the Evergreens look to counterattack. Tyler Kohler goes in, but loses it. Comes right back out. Physical along the near boards. Tyler Kohler sends it back into the corner. 12 minutes to play, second period. Evergreens trailing 3-0. No scoring since intermission. Could have icing here as the puck's taken away from DC Everest and sent down the ice by the University School. Tommy Ferraris slid it past his teammate and then into the corner, so we'll come back for a faceoff. DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio. Sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a Valley Communities Credit Union branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Face-off back at the other end of the ice. Evergreens look to control. It's loose behind the net. Looking for a centering pass as one of the Evergreens players slides right through. Nothing there. Coming back the other way, one of the University players almost tracked it down for a breakaway. Ben Habrick couldn't quite catch up, tries a rebound second chance. Michael Moe covers it up, guarding the near post. And we have an injured Evergreen player trailing this play, face down on the ice. Trying to get a number, I believe that's Kane Gilray. And Gilray right now is unable to get to his feet. Want to make sure that is Kane before we, well, trainer and coach Dan Van Slyke are hovering over their injured player as we have a stoppage here. Didn't see what caused that injury. Again, this is an injury that was trailing the play. You hope it's just something like having the wind knocked out of you. Hard to say for sure. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. This looks like a more serious injury. Evergreen players still down on the ice. And while they are tending to the injured player, why don't we take a break? You're listening to DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio. 11:42 to play, second period. University School 3, Everest nothing. Back after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the University School. The injured Evergreen was Chris Sackman. And Sackman has been helped over to the bench. He was down on the ice for a long time. Faceoff is going to come in the Evergreen's end. Michael Moe's left. University School controlling. Charlie Mahoney now on the ice, along with Ben Hambrick coming right back in. Shot, Michael Moe, stick save into the corner. Another scoring opportunity. Hayden Brown there. Hard check now into the boards. Evergreen's counterattack into the zone. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz carries it behind the net, looking to center. Still loose behind the net. And Brady Burrell fighting for it in the corner. Big check there. Very physical there. And more fighting along the net. Bodies flying. We're going to have a penalty here. Not sure if we're going to get on the initial hit or if we're going to get on the retaliatory hit, but the elbows were flying in the corner, and the referee's going to take somebody here. Penalty's going to be against the Evergreens. Referees over at the scorer's table, who are they going to take? Michael Plaza. Yep, I don't think it was Plaza who threw the initial elbow. I think he was the one retaliating, and so many times that's what's seen. Still can't do it. And the Evergreens will skate a man down. Face-off is going to come in the Evergreens' end to Michael Moe's right. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Bryce Dively. University School controls, goes right back to the point. Chris Keeler goes cross ice. Looking to set up at the goal line, now looking to center. Passes a little bit wide, but the University School still holds the zone. Now looking for Vladimir Sunev. Almost missed him. Michael Moe's on his back. Got to get up. He does. University School again. Stays in close range, just over the crossbar from Tommy Ferrara. Big opportunities here. Already up 3-0. And the Wildcats are looking for more. Fighting for it in the corner. Duncan Brown. Brown comes free. Skates in. Back inside. He scores! That's a nice piece of stick handling, and he deserves the goal. Duncan Brown took it from the corner, moved it to the backhand, and then found the far side of the net on a power play goal. Just great individual effort. That was an outstanding goal. Duncan Brown scores his second, and the Evergreens trail 4-0. With 10:28 to play, second period. Yeah, the University School team has some good players. Off the faceoff, got a takedown and got a whistle. Let's see what we're going to have here. We'll have a faceoff outside. Give an assist to Chris Keeler and to Jake Handel on the goal. Here's a shot for the University School. Yeah, they're relentless. Ben Hambrick just missed wide. Evergreen still trying to clear the zone, coming through. And the Evergreens hit from behind, and we're going to have a stoppage here of a face-off as both teams are going to change up. Duncan Brown scores his second goal to give the University School a 4-0 lead. Again, the Evergreens now, we're into an eighth period with no goals to show for their season so far. We'll go all the way down to the other end for faceoff here. Taking the draw for the Evergreens will be Tony Kohler. Puck drops, goes into the corner. David Mai fights for it for the Wildcats. Evergreens trying to hold the zone now. It was loose in front, slid right through, just out of the reach of Derek Tomczyk. And the Evergreens can't control it. University School is coming right back the other way. Three on three as they come into the zone. Put all five men in. Skater there lost his skates. And Justin Brandt can't control it. Evergreens look to counter. Send it behind the University School net. Fighting for it in the corner. Wildcats get the puck. Come back the other way. This is a quick counter-punching team. Grant Dennis for the Evergreens. Back to the red line, and it's sent right back in by the Wildcats. Retrieving behind the net is Avery Allard. Allard is chased there. Goes back behind the net again for teammate Alex Danger. Almost has it taken away. Evergreens disorganized on defense. Can't get the puck out of there. Still behind the net. almost taken away in the corner. Off the stick of Matthew Yonke. I think we still have a defender there behind the net trying to get the puck out, but they can't. University School's holding it in. Takedown on the corner with an elbow, and it's not called. Avery Allard was physical there, got away with it. Evergreens come back. And the University School takes it away at center ice and sends it back in. 8.5 minutes to play, second period. Evergreens trailing 4-0. Evergreens now, here's a good pass forward to Grant Dennis right onto his stick at the red line, but he loses control of it. Evergreens now skate into the zone online. Onside, here comes Michael Plaza. Plaza sends it wide. Just missed that far side. Rebound comes off the boards and back to the Wildcats. Slide it behind the net. Evergreen defender there. University School holds it in into the corner. Jake Handel fighting for it in the corner. He's looking to center. Good skating, good stick work there. Comes free in front, but there's an Evergreen to take it away. Avery Allard. Allard broke up what was going to be a centering pass. Sends it down, icing. Come back the other end with 7:53 to play. And the Evergreens trailing 4-0 here in this second period. Faceoff is going to come back here to goalie Michael Moe's left. Evergreen's outshot 17-6. Off the faceoff, controlled by Michael Plaza. Evergreens have a 2-on-2 if they hurry here. Plaza's onside. Trailing him is Alex Denger. Shot goes wide behind the net. Evergreens looking to center. Nate Burns unable to get it on the backhand. Evergreens can't hold the zone. Comes out to the red line. University School now has the puck. Back out the red line, and the Evergreens retreating here. But control the puck now as they try and mount it, taken right away. Evergreens will get a partial change as the puck is behind the net, and Derek Tomczyk is there. And we're going to wave off icing here as it got onto the stick of one of the University School players. Goalie Brian Botcher, who hasn't really been tested for a while, just left it in the corner. Now the Evergreens try and come back here. Here's Austin Shiro. Sends it around behind the net. Evergreens look to hold it in. Derek Tomczyk at the blue line. And checked right off the puck there, Chris Babiarz. Comes all the way over to the near side as the University School defenders get it out. Evergreens retreat at the red line, and Nate Burns sends it back in. Got a whistle offsides. Evergreens had a player along those far boards coming in early. 6:47 to play in the second period. And the University School widening their lead. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Clovermel Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Face-off outside the red line, now loose along the near boards, fighting for it, comes free into the Evergreen zone, trying to rush for it, but not there in time. Is that Chris Sackman back out on the ice? If it is, that's good to see. He took that hard hit and was injured. Not sure, though. His back is turned to us. Puck comes free now and fighting into the corner. Chris Keeler. University School very, very fast. Hayden Brown fighting for the puck comes out to the blue line. Here's a shot. Save with the pads down low. Michael Moe went down low to deny Jersey Judge, who let that one fly from the blue line. Puck comes back on the other side. Chris Sackman. Yep, Sackman is back out on the ice. That's great to see. Now it's loose in front for the Evergreens opportunity, but the long stick of Brian Botcher, the goalie, put that one away and denied the Evergreens an opportunity there. Puck's free at the red line, and here comes University School. Onside with three men. Shot just wide. Peter Barney sent that just wide of the far post. Comes back out. Can't hold the zone to center ice. University School sends it in again. 5.5 minutes to play, but the Evergreens are there behind the net. And Avery Allard will try and get it out of there. Now to Chris Babiarz. Babiarz has the puck taken away in his own end, retreats back to the corner. Babiarz will try and fight for it again. Big hit in the corner. And now a hit in this near corner as the Evergreens fight for it. Chris Sackman. Yep, Sackman, after being hurt, mixing it back up, coming in onside, right on the doorstep, and a save again from Michael Moe. Shot came from just outside the circle, and there was also a Wildcat right there on the doorstep. Billy Miller was trying to steer it in. He was just outside the crease. And Michael Moe, who's played better in goal this period, still finds himself on the short end of this 4-0 score. Face off to Moe's left. Wildcats trying to hold the zone. Evergreens have the puck now behind their own net. There, Kamchuk into the corner. Puck's briefly loose there. Chris Babiarz breaks the zone. Out to center ice to Candling. Teammates wait for him to go onside. Babiarz skates in. Centering in front. Almost in right front opportunity for Michael Plaza. Sticked away by Brian Botcher. Now into the corner. Evergreens try and hold the zone. Setting up behind the net is Brady Burrell. Looks into the corner. Can't hold the zone. Comes out to center ice. Chris Babiarz back skating. Sends it back in. Nobody's home. Chris Keeler is there for the University School. 4.5 minutes to play. Now it's center ice. Takedown. In fact, two takedowns. Referee lets him play. From time to time, it's been physical, and sometimes this physicality looks like Evergreen's frustration. Right in front of the University School bench, sent behind the net. Wildcats will get a change here as the Evergreens take the puck. Derek Tomczyk sends it forward. Evergreens will get a partial change. University School defender retreats behind his own net, takes it, sends it up to center ice. Quick rush here. Boy, this University School team's fast. Nick Epperson skates in, checked off the puck though, and Grant Dennis is there. And shot hits the side of the net. We've got a whistle, a stoppage. That puck go out of bounds, or we could have a penalty. 3:48 to play. And the officials are going to huddle, and I believe we are going to take somebody. We've had only one goal here in this second period, and it belongs to Duncan Brown. Referees over at the scorer's table. And I think from the reaction, the Evergreens may be going on a power play here. Let's wait till something's posted. Indeed, it will be a power play for DC Everest. Penalties against Jake Candell. So for the second time tonight, the Evergreens will have a power play. They'll be skating 5-on-4 here. Face-off will come in the University School's end to goalie Brian Botcher's right. Face-off is controlled by Derek Tomczyk. Into the corner, onto the stick of Chris Babiarz. Babiarz looks to center, got a man in front, very physical in front. Evergreen still control the puck. Babiarz, here's a wrist shot from the left side. They've got Michael Plaza in front, unable to steer it in. And the University School sends it all the way down. 1.5 minutes left in the power play. Goalie Michael Moe flicks it out of there, sends it down. That'll be icing. Come back. 1:31 left in the man advantage. Evergreen's trailing 4-0. Seeing if just maybe they can get something on the boards here. Face-off is going to come to Michael Moe's right after the icing. University School briefly controlled the face-off, now taken by the Evergreens on the power play. We're sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest sports. The Evergreens are not only having trouble getting organized, University School is holding the puck against a shot on net with a man short. Michael Moe had to get down and make a save. Ben Havrick almost steered that towards the net. Now the Evergreens come back with this man advantage. 1:03 left on the power play. And the Evergreens can't hold the zone. Sent all the way down the ice again by the University School. 2:40 to play in the period. 50 seconds left in the power play. And the University School, because they're so fast, they don't concede when they're a man down. They're still chasing the puck, looking for those opportunities. That's how fast they are. Grant Dennis comes into the zone. Evergreens look to hold it. He was trying to leave it back for Avery Allard. Taken away. 2-on-1 short-handed, but unable to control. Puck is Alex Denger. And Peter Barney went hard into the boards from behind. There's going to be a penalty against the Evergreens. Taken down from behind into the boards was Peter Barney. And the Evergreens' power play is going to end there. We're going to skate 4-on-4, and then the University School will have an advantage. Who are they going to get for the penalty? They'll get Chris Sackman. Sackman's going to be called for roughing here. So we'll be at even strength for 30 seconds. And then a man advantage for the University School for 1.5 minutes. Tonight's Evergreens hockey broadcast is brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. And Baseman Shoe and Clothing, for more than 80 years, Baseman's been helping to supply Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs during the Baseman's fall blowout sale. Four hockey as the referees are done at the scorers table to sort this out. And actually they're going to make it's a 5-minute major against Chris Sackman. It was initially posted as a 2-minute minor, and that's the right call. Sackman came from behind and sent Peter Barney flying into the boards. So now the Evergreens will have a lot to kill off. In fact, this man advantage will extend into the third period. So for another 15 seconds, we skate 4-on-4. The Evergreens want to get some new skates out onto the ice. And then it'll be 4.5 minutes of a power play for the Wildcats, and that will extend through the end of this second period and into the third period. Face off in the Evergreens end to Michael Moe's left. Puck drops, University School controls. It's 3-0 at the end of one and 4-0 now. There's a slow rolling shot that Michael Moe saves with the stick. Taken by Chris Babiarz. Babiarz sends it down the ice. Evergreens look to fight for it in the corner. There's no one there. And retreating is Chris Keeler. 4-on-4 hockey is over. And now the man advantage begins. 1.5 minutes left in the second period. And the University School's on the power play from the blue line. Slow looping shot sent on goal and gloved by Michael Moe there. Chris Keeler sent it on goal, and Michael Moe gloves it and will stop for a faceoff here. Game situation is 1:34 left in the period. The Evergreens still have 4 minutes of penalty time to kill off for Chris Sackman. University School controls. Wrist shot is blocked by one of the Everest defenders. Didn't go through cleanly. Chris Babiarz disrupted it. University School controls the zone. Going wide, cross ice. Now a shot on goal, loose in front. Save off Vladim Sunyan. Shot fighting for it behind the net. University School still controls. Sunyan did a good job following his shot. Shot there. Evergreen defender didn't see it. Sunyan again from close range. Save from Michael Moe. Loved it. Close range. Michael Moe has had a very solid second period. Been under duress time and time again. Both teams get a line change here. 1:05 to play in the period. 3:45 left in the power play. Face off to Moe's left. Puck is loose. Comes right out to the blue line. Jersey Judge holds it in. Now I'm near the circle. Habrick goes cross ice. Off the stick of one of his players there. Off from Billy Miller. Now behind the net. Leaving it there. Good stick handling for Hayden Brown, but he lost the puck. And the Evergreens send it down the length of the ice. Went right onto Austin Shiro's stick, and he slides it all the way down. 30 seconds left in the period. And sitting up behind their own net, Wildcats will have to rush the length of the ice. 25 seconds. Pass goes ahead to Peter Barney. He's onside. Goes into the corner. Looking for his teammate, Jake Candle. Comes back out to the blue line. Hayden Brown. Brown looking for a man in front. Peter Barney. Barney couldn't get his stick on it. 11 seconds left. Come back out to the blue line. Now swing it around. Jersey Judge. Wrist shot. Saved by Michael Moe. That was on net. Moe gloved it. Covered up with 5 seconds left. I think in some ways the University School has had better scoring opportunities in this second period than in the first. Difference is that Michael Moe has played a tougher goal in the second period. Still allowed one more to get by him. 5 seconds left of the period. Face off here. Off the face. Shot saved with the blocker. Down low went Michael Moe. Chris Keeler with the slap shot, and that's where the period ends. Evergreen still trail 4-0. Evergreen still looking for their first goal of the season. And the University School widened their lead during period number two. We've reached our second intermission. Wildcats lead the Evergreens 4-0. And they will have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left on the power play when our third period begins. We have reached our second intermission, and we'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.